No one gets out of this life alive, but at least it's possible to make the ride better. For me, this involves being prepared for the future and having my wealth preserved for my children. The future will be expensive, and I'm not counting on any pay raises to make it easier for me. How well I live in the future depends on the steps I take now to cut the path towards financial independence. Every time I take on a task to prepare for the future, there are challenges and risks that I must deal with in order to succeed. Not the least of which are people willing to take my money but not deliver on service. This is episode 127 of ToDoListHome.com. Refinance my mortgage to live better. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. Interest rates determine how much above and beyond the original home loan must be paid over the life of the loan. Most folks don't realize that the interest on a home loan can cost almost as much as the loan itself. Interest rates are artificially kept low by the Federal Reserve with the belief that the cheap loans will result in more loans being made, and more loans means more of everything. This is what caused the housing bubble and economic crisis in the first place. Now that the Fed is going to buy $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities each and every month from banks who issue them, you can count on another disaster. In the meantime, I've taken advantage of these piss-poor policies while I can, because interest rates will rise again and it won't be pretty. The key to financial independence is to cut spending dramatically. The typical American family spends 80% of its income on 20% of its budget items. Housing, food, and healthcare eat most of Americans' income. Housing is my biggest expense, and when I saw interest rates reach their lowest point in history, I decided to make my home loan interest rate as low as possible. Refinancing is not cheap or easy. However, I determined the savings of a refinance exceeded the pain of going through the process. And just like when we bought our home 4 years ago, we had to separate the bullshit from fact and the assholes from reliable people. It wasn't easy distinguishing who to trust until the numbers came in. Our current lender, PNC Mortgage, turned out to be the only one of the four who provided us with what we requested. The next step involved completing the application and going through the lender vetting process to determine if we were then worthy of a lower interest rate. Once everything was approved, we had to prepare for the home appraisal, which was hard because I had to complete 3 home improvement projects that have been on hold for a very long time. I had to repair a door frame, regrout a shower, and install a light fixture. These tasks, along with a number of other cleanup and beautification projects, were completed in about 5 days. The appraisal was a breeze, and our home was assessed for 20% more than what we paid for it 4 years ago. That allowed us to get the loan we requested, and we now have a mortgage payment that is 14% cheaper. We still have a long ways to go towards financial independence, but we've taken another major step to get there. In order to help you get there, I recommend Mortgages for Dummies by Eric Tyson and Ray Brown. Go to todolisthome.com for more about things to do for a better life, and while you're there, get your free copy of 3 Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.